This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you're invited. If you want to join us here, you can. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. It's Ian and Aria in the studio, as usual, on a Wednesday tonight, but we do have special guests in our studio with us.
Jay
Noon is back with us after, God, how many months has it been now, Jay?
It's been 7 because my daughter is 6.5 months old.
Wow. All right.
It has been a long time, man. Welcome back.
Thank you. Hey, it's good to be sitting in here. This is something I really miss.
Well, so we basically didn't have you in here for any of the whole COVID stuff.
No. Have you secretly been
quarantining?
Yeah, we faked a baby to quarantine.
So, how, you know, there's obviously stuff in the news that we can talk about, including Los Angeles County banning Halloween now. So in case you thought the year couldn't get any lamer, now one of the best holidays of all of them has been banned.
I'm curious how they went about this, because Halloween isn't, I mean, it's celebrated in a secular way in the same way that Christmas generally is in the United States, but it's not a secular holiday.
I want to know where the government owns Halloween. I mean, just privatize Halloween. We don't need governments, sanctioning or blessings to celebrate our holidays.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, there may be people calling the police, the armed criminals that they are, on you if you come to their house in Los Angeles County.
I mean, they could just not answer the door.
Yeah, right.
That is how they should go about this.
It's not about safety, is what I keep on saying. It's about compliance. It's not about safety. It's about compliance. And this compliance is really to drive a wedge between community, people in communities, people in families, people in homes. It's been like the common denominator of all this COVID, COVIDs.
COVIDs.
This is what Jeff Berwick calls it. It's pretty funny, I think. But this COVID nonsense is just a scam. And it's a scam. It's the same reason a war on terror is a scam. Same reason a war on drugs is a scam.
Sure.
I mean, 20 years ago, I couldn't really conjure up. Well, 20 years ago, my thought was, well, if the war on terror, the invisible enemy, whom we don't know who this terrorist is, is the most horrific thing now, I really thought they were going to roll out aliens as being, coming to kill us. But, I mean, a virus is probably
better.
Yeah.
Because it's invisible, right?
Well, aliens are next, I think.
You think so?
Yeah.
They're running out of ideas, running out of options.
Yeah.
Well, they're using them over and over again, too. They just now, I mean, imagine if Hitler had, Jeff Bezos and who's the Facebook kid,
Zuckerberg
and Bill Gates to team up with.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, imagine if Hitler had today's technology. I mean, this is not much different than, and just like people calling the cops on you, people screaming at you. A friend of mine got kicked out of the local Concord co-op for not wearing a mask.
The one in Keene, you mean?
I'm sorry, Keene co-op.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw a video of that.
Yeah, and, it's all to locally destabilize is, I don't know if it's a goal, but locally a lot of people are being destabilized, even in their own homes. I got a friend who is not allowed back at her home.
Where is this?
This is in Massachusetts.
Oh.
And her home is being, she was living, renting an in-laws apartment off the aunt, and they have a large property, and my friend who was renting the apartment, got along with her aunt, everything's good. Been, great for years. She put a lot of effort into the place. They kind of made a plan together to set up big gardens.
Sure, but then she traveled, and she came back, right?
And then this COVID thing happened, and they're like, no, you can't go visit your friends in New Hampshire, because she comes up and visits. And she's
and
like,
this is the property owners who are telling her this?
This is the property owners who are telling, their own niece. And basically they said, well, if you want to you know, not, if you're going to not social distance, they basically locked this girl down for 2 months. And she's like, she's young. She's 20-something. She's mm-hmm. active. She's a musician. And she's got stuff to do and stuff she wants to do. And not just going to sit there on a few acres and, you know, essentially be locked
and
down.
And do nothing. Yeah.
So she got kicked. Basically, her family won't even, that whole side of the family, like, won't talk.
Wow.
They're, like, all divided, and they were pretty darn close before this. And this is happening a lot everywhere.
It's scary stuff, and that's like cult-like behavior, right? Where if you leave the group, if you decide you don't want to go along with the belief system that the group has, then they push you out, and they won't talk to you anymore. You essentially become, you know, persona non grata.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Unknown to them.
Well, this COVID thing is just an additional step of what we've been seeing for the past at least a decade, where politics itself has just become so divisive that in a lot of families, you know, you have people, siblings, who refuse to speak to each other because one supports Trump or one supports Biden, whoever, and they both recognize the immorality of the other, mm-hmm. but not the immorality of their chosen candidate. And so they end up fighting, families get torn apart, everyone hates each other. It's a mess. People have obsessed over this thing that they don't, that doesn't actually have any impact on their daily lives, and they've used it as a weapon to tear their own families apart.
And then yesterday, of course, we had the election here, primary election in New Hampshire, and by the time that our co-host, myself, and my roommate went to go and vote, there had only been six other people the entire day, and there had been maybe 500 or 600 voters out there at this particular voting location. Only six others had refused to wear a mask. So there was less than 10 total by the time we were done.
I actually totally forgot to vote yesterday, which is kind of a bummer.
It's okay. It probably wouldn't have mattered.
Two people worth voting for. I was busy. I was doing stuff. Yeah. You know, I got a bunch of pigs to take care of and
sure.
all kinds of things. But in Henniker, they had two places you go vote.
Mm-hmm.
And one of it was for masked people. One of it was for unmasked.
Really?
And there's this one lady. She needs to get a lot of credit. Her name is Kathleen Lafargo Labonte. I think I got that right. Anyway, mm-hmm. she was really impressed with me at a selectman's meeting that I went to last week over a mask mandate, actually, which we got shut down in Henniker.
Nice.
But she was carrying on about how this is like Jim Crow laws where there's, you know, segregating people. And,
yep.
you know, she was, what if someone without a mask wants to go, you know, view ballots and like, well, you're going to have to, well, I'm not going to wear a mask, she says. So,
yeah. I don't know that if I'm willing to take it that far and say that it's like Jim Crow, because you have a choice about whether or not you wear an article of clothing. You don't have a choice about your skin color.
I would argue
that discrimination yep. on
and
the two bases are different things,
no one
but
has,
we do have the right to make the choice.
Yeah, no one has been lynched from a tree or anything like that. So like,
but they've been shot.
Somebody did get shot recently, yeah. That's true.
Oh.
So certainly, I mean, it's arguably not as bad as it was back then, but the concept is still very similar. If you don't join the in crowd and you don't do what you're told, then you get treated like a second-class citizen.
But that's what separates it from Jim Crow, is that if you don't do what you're told, I mean, you get the choice to obey or be treated like a second-class citizen, which is immoral and corrupt.
Yeah.
But, I mean, the black people during the Jim Crow era, they didn't get the choice.
Yeah, I'm not saying Jim Crow applies to this, but there's a woman who was definitely pushing it, which is, I support her because she's just pushing against the enemy. Not the way I'd do it, but...
Yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying, Arya, that the qualifications are different in that they were born that way and they can't choose that, but ultimately this is still a similar outcome in that the people who choose to be mask-free, the people who choose to be what used to be considered normal, are now being pushed into some very uncomfortable situations. They are being actually segregated. That's what happened yesterday when we went to go and vote. We were allowed to vote, but only outdoors. So we're literally like out by the dumpster at this little table under a canopy, and we're voting there. And that's only one example. Of course, there's plenty of other examples of how people are being treated very poorly if they don't wear a mask.
Oh, I agree. You're considered a second-class citizen,
yeah,
for sure.
That's basically how people are being treated. And it's not okay. And actually, I think one of my roommates had asked the question, well, what would have happened if you'd said you wanted to go to the bathroom?
Or that was I who asked that.
Oh, that was you, yeah. So, like, what would have happened if you'd said, like, while we're outside for 20, 30 minutes, however long this process
took? Would they have made you do it outside?
I think they probably would have just denied you access to it. Like, told you to go home or something like that.
So,
I don't know. It's an interesting question, and it's too late now.
It is, but it won't be too late in November.
That's right. November's coming. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll find out what the plan is in Los Angeles County, where they are now banning door-to-door trick-or-treating. It is being prohibited there because of COVID. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. U.S. Postal Service files a patent for new blockchain voting method. Warren Buffett changes his opinion on gold. Maybe Bitcoin is next. $6 billion Akon cryptocurrency city underway. Former Prudential CEO says now's the time to buy Bitcoin. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies. Getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Subscribe to Bitcoin.com's YouTube channel, too.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free to join us. Here are numbers, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And, of course, you can join us, talk about whatever you want. We are just about to get into the story about what's going to happen, or rather not happen, in Los Angeles County this year. And that is to say that it seems like they're banning Halloween. At the very least, they're targeting people going door to door. And we'll tell you more about that coming up here. It's Ian and Aria. But also, we've got some sort of rotating special guest co-host. It was Jay Noon for the first segment, and now he has transformed into Luke Radowski from We Are Change. Hey, Luke.
Thanks for having me, man. I appreciate being on here. This is the first time I'm kind of letting anyone know that I'm here in New Hampshire.
You did it.
Yeah, finally. I actually never left after this year's Pork Fest.
I heard.
Yeah. I'm happy that, you know, that it hasn't gone around, but now I'm like, okay, it's enough. I've been here enough. It's time to let people know. I've been doing a lot of exciting, amazing projects. I've been having a lot
already?
Of fun here. Yeah.
That's good,
I mean, I'll tell you one thing. I've been to some crazy places. I've been to Mogadishu,
yes,
Somalia.
You went to Venezuela.
Venezuela, Caracas, Jeffrey Epstein's Island, Fukushima, Japan. But there's no place crazier than New Hampshire.
I mean,
I'm pretty sure I saw a 5-year-old kid walking door to door trying to sell nuclear weapons. I'm pretty sure. I mean, the amount of freedom that you have here, it's absolutely wild. I mean, I'm a city slicker. I'm from New York City. But coming here to New Hampshire, man, you guys got something special.
Hold on,
up here.
Are you sure you're not exaggerating?
Maybe. I don't know. I can't really fact check. So I can't.
They weren't nuclear weapons. They were biological weapons.
Okay, right.
Yeah. I can't really confirm nor deny, but. The amount of freedom here, I have to tell you, is pretty incredible.
You feel like it's tangible from as somebody who's been in the city.
I mean, I came from New York City. Mm-hmm. I came from the communist hellscape of New York City, and finally, I get to breathe fresh air.
Did you
smell
actually
like
spend
anymore.
Time? Because every time I see you, you know, on We Are Change and Jeff Berwick, you're always over doing something somewhere around the world. How much time were you actually spending in New York City on a yearly basis over the last 5 years?
Yeah, that's a good point. Usually a weekend.
A week or two a month, depending, but
I would always come back there. I would always do all these crazy travel hacking.
But you grew up there.
Yeah, grew up in New York City, went to the whole public school. This is why... I think I'm partly dyslexic now. This is why when people look at my Facebook post, they kind of scratch their head. Like, what are you doing here? And I blame it on the New York City public school system. It taught me a lot of things, but nothing regarding education. A lot of market analysis, a lot of other things that I don't want to get into.
Sure.
But there definitely wasn't a proper traditional education in New York City. But, you know, growing up there, when I first went to New York City, you know, I came there as a child from Poland. So that was a big, huge culture shock.
And how
to
old
be.
Were you?
I was about 10 years old. So that was a big culture shock from Poland with a bunch of family members, uncles, cousins to New York City, and just, you know, me and my mom and dad there, and it was a big, huge culture shock, and that was around the 90s, where New York City was still a kind of wild place. It became more tame, but now it's becoming more wild than you could ever imagine. It's nuts there. It's absolutely crazy. It's unlivable. It's insane. It's crazy. I mean, I'm releasing a bunch of videos soon. I haven't released them yet of me just walking around New York City showing the trash, showing the interactions between private citizens and police officers, showing the businesses that have been closed down, shut down.
So these are recent videos.
Yeah, these are recent videos of me just walking around showing, hey, this is a business that can't operate because of the made-up mandates by Andrew Governor Cuomo, that frickin' lunatic that likes to put grannies in nursing homes and then frickin' leave them out to pasture. I mean, gosh darn it, what Andrew Cuomo did, he should be in jail. He should be right now handcuffed.
He celebrated.
Rikers Island.
He celebrated as this great leader.
He wrote a freaking book about his success when, meanwhile, he had the highest death rate count than anywhere else per capita all around the United States. Probably more in the world. I don't even know. I got to fact check that. But for freak's sakes, I mean, and then this guy, and then you're talking about the Halloween news. He just announced that indoor dining's not going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Not because of your safety. Not because of some scientific data and facts. He's saying indoor dining won't happen predominantly. Why? Can you guess why?
Well, we reported a story, maybe this is it, that they don't have enough bureaucrats to enforce it.
They don't have enough statist, brown-nosing commies running around with the little placards.
They want a crew of, I think, 5,000 enforcers.
Checking every little business. And the bodega owners, if people don't know, you're from New Hampshire. They're corner stores, if you don't know what bodegas are. There's a whole coalition of bodega owners. Yeah, I don't believe that. I want to. No, I have to verify this.
Stores.
I need to personally verify.
They're not
this.
Run by Indian people or anything.
Well, bodega stores are usually independently run, entrepreneurial kind of businesses. There.
Got those.
And then one thing you got to understand here: they're getting the crap beat out of them because you know New Yorkers, especially in rougher areas, we don't take any crap. Mm-hmm. And the bodega owners are mandated by law to follow the made-up laws and credence by Andrew Cuomo. So Andrew Cuomo says everyone has to social distance, everyone has to wear a mask no matter what you're doing. Bodega owners are forced to tell everyone, hey, you guys can't be together. And if they get caught, they get their liquor license taken away. So this is step one.
The unpaid enforcers on behalf of the government goons, which is exactly the way it is here. So, you know, things may be good out in the woods in a lot of New Hampshire, and as I understand it, you've spent some time in the woods here, so that's nice.
Yeah.
But here in the big city of Keene, New Hampshire.
I'm staying away from you city slickers, man. I've learned the better ways. I've hung out with Jay. I'm done with you guys.
Same thing here, though. They're telling business owners, if we catch you with people without masks on who don't have a, quote, medical exemption. So all you really have to do is just say you have a medical exemption and then everything should be okay. But they're going to target the business.
Not necessarily. A lot of the business aren't taking the risk.
Yeah, they're scared. They're not even letting anyone in without a mask. That's true. But I think they're misinterpreting the ordinances in that case. But effectively, they're turning the business owners into their unpaid enforcers, just like in
New York
City.
That's because they have a whole bunch of communist bootlickers walking around saying, well, we're going to take away your privilege to exist as a business. As a private enterprise. I mean, that's insane. That's utterly freaking insane.
But people are going along with it. Yeah. And you think
it's bad here. It's nothing compared to New York City. Nothing compared to New York City. I mean, already, even before this whole crisis, this whole made-up thing that was happening here, there's already a bunch of, you know, officers running around giving people tickets for the most absurd, idiotic, stupidest reasons.
Oh, yeah.
There was government officials going through your trash in New York City to make sure you recycled properly. You didn't recycle properly. You got a $500 or a $1,000 fine. I mean, I had
friends...
Here
you don't even have to recycle. Yeah. I haven't recycled in more than a decade.
It feels good. It's like, throw all the plastic waste in there. I'm joking. I'm just...
Most of it is BS anyway.
The recycling thing is a whole other scam in itself because most of it creates more waste and more byproduct and more hurt because people don't actually follow the proper protocols and the government hasn't announced the official protocols of exactly what can and cannot be recycled.
And it was a big government make-work program in the 1980s when it was created. Anyway, Penn and Teller did an amazing episode on this. For anyone who hasn't seen it, just go online, search for Penn and Teller BS Recycling. I can't say what BS stands for because we're on the radio. But you'll find it, I think, either way you spell it. Penn and Teller BS Recycling. It'll blow your mind.
Everything's a scam, kids. Don't listen to any of the indoctrination. Everything. Almost everything you look at. It's crazy. It's mind-boggling. I mean, I thought as an independent journalist, like, I'm going to run out of things to talk about. I am not at all. There's a lot.
We got more coming up. You stick with us?
Sure, yeah.
All right, Luke Radowski is here from We Are Change. What website should we be plugging?
Well, we got a big training course coming up, too. We're going to be talking about that in a little bit. But WeArechange.org is the main website where you can get everything up on there.
Stand by. We got more Free Talk Live on the way. You can take control of the airways. Plus, we'll talk about the ban coming to Halloween in Los Angeles County. And you know it's going to be elsewhere. It's going to spread. It's Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live is aired on nearly 200 radio stations throughout the week, and we've been doing this for almost 18 years. You can call in any evening from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern to talk about whatever's on your mind. Sure, you can waste your time on Facebook and reach dozens of surly posters, or you can call in with your issue and reach 3 surly hosts. Oh, and nearly 500,000 weekly listeners. The number is 1-855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump admitted in March that he always wanted to play it down regarding the seriousness of the COVID-19 threat to the United States. Coronavirus Task Force member Dr. Anthony Fauci on his conversations with the president.
When we would be speaking to the president, we'd talk about the cold facts. He would get them. You know, often he would want to, you know, make sure that the country doesn't get down and out about things. But I don't recall anything that was any gross distortion in things that I spoke to him about.
Fauci speaking on Fox News. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden ripping President Trump over this.
He lied to the American people. He knowingly and willingly lied about the threat it posed to the country for months.
The losing streak on Wall Street is over, the Dow gaining 439 points. This is USA Radio News. The United States will soon have troops in Iraq at levels not seen in 5 years. The top American commander in the Middle East, General Kenneth McKenzie, telling reporters today troop strength will be reduced from 5,200 to 3,000 during September. South Dakota Republican Governor Kristi Noem is dismissing a report suggesting the Sturgis motorcycle rally was a super-spreading event for COVID-19. That cost billions of dollars in health costs.
You know, other states are tracking cases. I think we have 11 other cases that have tracked, people that have traveled to the Sturgis motorcycle bike rally. But it's less than 300 cases. And I think that is really what's wrong with this study that we see that was released that the media jumped all over.
Governor Noem speaking there on Fox News. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the Senate Republican stimulus bill misses a mark. The California Democrat telling MSNBC the bill does nothing. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Free Talk Live brought to you by Bitcoin.com. Now's a good time to go and learn the basics about Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, cryptocurrency. You can do that in their getting started area at Bitcoin.com. They've also got a bunch of sections to that site, including the news section at news.bitcoin.com, which will give you all kinds of information about what's happening in the world of cryptocurrency, and it's free at news.bitcoin.com. So Ian and Aria here tonight, Luke Radowski, our guest co-host with us. I think it's actually your first time visiting Keene. I don't recall having you stopping through here today.
Yeah, I don't think I've been here before, but
welcome.
Yeah, it's interesting, to say the least. I'm still learning about everything. I'm still,
sure,
you know, settling in. But if anyone has any kind of tips or ideas, whether on videos or what to do or what to see or what to hang out, you know, feel free to contact me on social media, whether it's, you know, Instagram or Facebook or whatever it is. It's all under Luke We Are Change or We Are Change. I look forward to kind of integrating more with the community and being,
yeah,
a part of the community, because I know there's a lot of potential. I also heard there's very little interpersonal drama within the community. So I wanted
depends
to...
depends on where you're at.
I wanted to volunteer and to add some, whenever I can. So I would love to be a part of that kind of community. Let's see what happens.
We've been fortunate here in Keene. I can't really think of any significant drama that's happened here in some number of years.
It's been, there was Jackie.
Oh, yeah.
Well, other than that, I mean, it's all in Manchester, right? Yeah. That's where you find the drama. Here, everyone's really chill. Everyone just wants to achieve liberty.
Well, you know, it may also have to do with the size of the groups as well. So there's more people in Manchester, and the more people you add to
any given
group.
And yet we achieve more. How does that work?
Well, you know, I'm not going to comment on that, but it's an interesting thing. And by the way, speaking of achievements, you've called the race for yourself at this point, Aria.
There's no reason not to. I mean, I've won Jaffrey. I'm contested in Jaffrey, not one dissenting vote. I won Ringe, which is where the write-in campaign took place against me.
And there was a heavy write-in
there was a very
vote.
Yeah,
total
more
there.
Than 300. You know,
for
that's impressive. Yeah. I still had more, but that's an impressive number. I won Winchester. I won Roxbury. I won Keene.
Yeah, it looks like you won Keene handily, too.
Yeah.
But we don't have the official numbers yet.
No, Keene are the only official numbers we have. The rest are these.
We don't know how many people were written in Keene. So we know how many total
votes
there were, and we know how many... I know what you're saying. You definitely won in Keene. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't matter if they wrote in Mickey Mouse or Earl Nelson, or if they just didn't vote for me at all.
Well, I am curious to see how many of them did write in the write-in guy. That's my only curiosity about Keene.
But so there's still a few outstanding, like Alstead.
Right. There's a couple dozen counties or towns here or something like that. So.
But none of them have a population that's going to make a dent in the 1,100 vote lead that I have.
So all things considered, it's looking pretty much like you are going to be the Republican nominee for sheriff here in Cheshire County, New Hampshire.
The first satanic anarchist tranny that the Republicans have ever nominated for sheriff. Good on them. So, they are so progressive here in New Hampshire.
I told you, New Hampshire's a wild place.
It is.
Yeah.
You don't see this happening in New York City.
Nope, not at all.
I mean, they might. You know, there may be a tranny running in New York City, but they certainly aren't a pro-freedom one, right? That doesn't happen.
Nope, not at all. You don't want to know what's happening in New York City. The opposite of what's happening here is happening in New York City.
New York State obviously is drugged down by New York City to a large extent, but New York State itself is still number 50 on the Freedom in the 50 States study. I think Jason Sorens from the Free State Project is one of the folks behind this. It happens every year or two. And New Hampshire, I think, was tied with Florida for number one, or it was either one in Florida was number one and New Hampshire was number two. It was close. It was like real close.
Wasn't it like California was here and even New York was like way down here?
Yeah, so based on not just the numeric number like 49 to 50, but based on the scores that they received, New York is way below California. Like California's bad.
California's
number 49.
Bad, dude.
But New York is like 10 times as bad as California. So New York would have to have like large, large increases in freedom to even rival California's level of freedom. So,
And you really got to see it up front during this kind of year where even the most basic problem they couldn't fix. They got it all wrong from the very beginning. And I remember being in New York City and I'm like, holy cow, I'm a pot-belly city slicker that's unprepared for anything just like the government. I was like, what am I doing? And then, you know, 2020 was really kind of, you know, a lot of people say it was bad, it was a horrible, but also we have to understand here, 2020 was a big wake-up call for a lot of people to understand where they are at and what they need to do and how to move forward. And it was a big wake-up. Yeah, it was a big wake-up call for me, at least personally, because I saw myself in the city, I saw myself unprepared, and I say, that's it. And I started looking and studying survival and self-defense, and I'm like studying where to move, where to go, and it's been a huge journey this entire year, and they ended up here in New Hampshire.
Well, you had already, I think, signed the Free State Project pledge.
Long time ago, Carla signed me up. But that was like, I think, I mean, I've been going to the, what was it, Pork Fest for about 12 years now.
Right.
So it's a great event. I love going there. And it was just my start there. And I kind of ended up and I kind of made up my mind. I tried out Pennsylvania for a little bit this year as well. But I kind of showed up there. I didn't have a plan. I was like, I kind of want an RV. It'd be nice to have an RV to roam around and kind of find a place and not just go to hotels. But I made my mind up. I'm leaving New York, never coming back. As I'm at Pork Fest, our friend... I don't know if he wants to be publicly, known, but our friend's like, hey, I have an RV I'm trying to sell. Do you want to buy my RV? It was a little bit over budget, but I was like, maybe I could help you fix it. Maybe I could just live in there. I met Jay. Mm-hmm. Me and Jay Noon started working together. Incredible individual.
You just met Jay this year?
Well, I've known Jay for a very long time, but this year, like, we really started working together closely on this kind of revised version of Man Camp for my pot-bellied city slicker. Catholic herself, and I've been able to really kind of learn a lot of incredible stuff on you know, I even welded. I freaking welded.
Wow.
Who welds? Yeah. Yeah, I never thought I'd be doing that, but I learned so much that I kind of taken everything I learned, and I'm doing now survival self-defense training courses. I just teamed up with a Green Beret Special Forces friend Silver who's Dave. In the Liberty community. I don't know if he wants to be outed.
He's been on the show.
I don't know if he wants to do that, but you know, that may Silver or Dave's may not be his
behind,
decision.
He's the man behind gun trips.
I met Silver Dave. He's an awesome human being. Yeah. He's really cool. He's really I learned a lot from him as well.
Oh, yeah.
So I started, you know, teaming up and learning and training, and we started doing a training that we just did a few days ago to you know, random people coming in. A lot of people were happy. We're doing a second one this Sunday,
okay,
also near Concord, New Hampshire. And if people want to find out more about that, the information's on, you know, the wearechange.org website.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah, it's on wearechange.org, and on the third kind of category, it says survival, apocalypse, self-defense training course, because if you're going to name something like that, why not name it that? And the last time we did it, it was a lot of fun. A lot of people gained a lot of important, valuable information to take on whatever comes at them 2020. It's a very unpredictable year. It still hasn't ended. I think it's going to get a lot crazier.
Oh, it's
getting
crazier. It's
going to get a lot more intense.
I agree with you. One of our other co-hosts, Mark Edge, says he thinks it's all going to end after November, and I'm like, no way. There's no way that this is going to end.
It might slow down for a little bit. Yeah, it's going to slow down a little bit after election, but then it's going to kick up again, because mm-hmm. there's no way the politicians are going to let go of this power that they're giving themselves. I mean, they're just going to, you know, make up another problem to benefit off of,
absolutely,
just like government historically always does.
As long as people can be pushed, they will push as far as they possibly
exactly.
can.
Exactly. And that's why I think, that's why I kind of rechanged my focus on teaching people journalism now to teaching people survival, self-defense mm-hmm. training courses, because I really think right now is the key that we need more prepared people than ever. The cities are filled with a bunch of unprepared people, and when something happens, they're going to be the ones causing a lot of havoc, a lot of pain, a lot of suffering. The best way to avoid that is to really wake up right now, to take charge of your life as an individual, and be responsible for yourself as much as you can. Whether it's welding, whether it's fixing a car, whether it's preparing, you know, food, storing food, whether it's self-defense training, you're going to need these skills more than ever. And then even if you potentially, luckily, cross your fingers, don't need them, they're still a lot of fun. They're really awesome to learn, reliability.
I love the fact that, you know, you had the wake-up call this year. You got out of the city. You made the move here to New Hampshire. And this is one of the things we've been encouraging our listeners. If you're in California, if you're in Illinois, if you're in, you know, New York, you're in these statist hellholes, it's not getting better. New York just set up checkpoints in the city, I mean, a few weeks ago. So, I mean, how many more slaps to the face are you going to take before it's time to actually pick up and make a move? More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com, and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to survivalseedbank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit survivalseedbank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos, beat rising food prices, but above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you can bring up what you want right here. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Ian and Aria, as normal, we're getting switching co-hosts between Jay Noon and Luke Radowski from We Are Change. Jay Noon, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Do you want to talk about this story with us, or was there something you wanted to say?
Well, there's always something I want to say.
I know. Go ahead.
So, talking about, you know, battling with the town, as we were talking about a little bit in the break. So I got a letter from the zoning board in Henniker. They want to, they say I'm operating a junkyard.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
So I got some farm equipment and, you know, I'm a farmer.
Ridiculous.
Right.
You're, by the way, your house, for listeners that are not familiar, is completely invisible from the road.
Right.
There's even if you did have a junkyard.
Yep.
And you don't. I've been there before. It wouldn't be visible from anyone who didn't like go all the way up your driveway mm-hmm. and come right into where your home area was.
Or you're my neighbor.
Maybe. I don't even know where your neighbors live. I've been there multiple times. You don't look around and see houses. You're surrounded by the woods.
Well, I got a problematic neighbor. He hates Free Staters.
So he called this in.
Oh, yeah, he definitely, I mean, I'm sure he did. I, you know, don't have the evidence mm-hmm. yet, but that's going to be part of a public records request. I'm putting together a nice little response for the town because, you know, these towns are either governments or they're corporations. Maybe they operate as both, but either way, if they're a government, you know, the job of government is to secure and protect the rights of the individual, and so somebody needs to make a claim and say they've had their rights damaged by me before a complaint can happen.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're a municipal corporation and are operating on this, you know, quasi-civil, you know, commercial commerce side of the law. And they need to have, you know, some agreement that I signed to say I agree to all their whatever.
All right. So hold on. So they sent you a threatening letter? What has happened so far?
So they just sent me a threatening letter. Said I need to talk to them.
And you said, I don't want to talk to you?
Oh, I haven't said anything yet. I haven't responded to the letter.
When did this come in?
About 2 weeks ago.
And is there a deadline? Like
30 days.
Okay. And what is your plan? Are you going to write them back so it's all on the record?
So I'm going to write them a letter. And when I write the letter, I'm asking, including about 7 public records requests with the letter.
Okay.
And
are you sending them an invoice as well for your time?
Well, so what I'm going to do is send them my fee schedule is part of it. Okay. I'm not... but they might not be aware of my fee schedule at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Although they should be, because every time I go pay the property taxes, I give them a letter. I call it an objection to extortion, and mm-hmm. I read it off to the town clerk, and
nice.
She kind of, you know, just smiles and I guess thinks it's cute. And I put in there that I did attach my fee schedule to that once. But no, I'm going to give them a fee schedule, and, you know, my time is very precious. And mm-hmm. if I'm ordered to do something by the state or the government or any of these governmental agencies, I want them to pay me $50,000 an hour.
If you place an order with somebody, they should be
right.
paid to fulfill it.
So that's my fee. And they either, if they don't want to pay me $50,000 an hour, they got two choices. Don't order me to do something, or I don't know, maybe offer me $40,000 an hour.
And what is it that this threatening letter is ordering you or demanding of you? Just simply that talk to them?
Just that I talk with the zoning department, yeah.
Hmm. And did they say, we believe you're running a junkyard, or it's been alleged that you're running by someone else?
It says it appears to the town of Henniker
uh-huh.
that you're operating a junkyard. And, you know, who's the town of Henniker? You know, this
right.
What do they define as a junkyard? I'm sure they have a definition.
Yeah, that's an important question.
So I did read their code, and it was basically, you know, that you're buying and selling parts, and you're dismantling vehicles, and then, you know, selling them essentially, or selling the parts.
It sounds like they're going to have a lot to prove in that particular case, but I think Jay's point is the most important, and that is, who is the town of Henniker? This threatening letter comes in from this group of people. Was it even signed by somebody?
Yep, signed okay. by a guy. He calls himself the zoning officer or something.
Yeah, signed by some zoning thug.
Yep.
Calling themselves the town of Henniker. Well, who are these people? Who are these strangers that have sent a threatening letter to me? Right? That would be question number one.
Yep.
And you're gonna ask some questions.
Well, I'm gonna ask them,
right?
To explain who the town of Henniker is. So, is the town of Henniker an Article 4, Section 4 government as prescribed by the Constitution for the United States of America? I'm doing a public records request. Prove that you are. Or prove you're a corporation. I want to see your incorporation papers or something. Mm-hmm. I want them to prove who they are. Because I believe that these people working in this town don't even know who they are. As far as I'm concerned, I think the only people that know what's going on are these same unelected towny bureaucrats. And they're in every town. They're in every county. They're in every, like, state. And generally, they're the lawyer. And this mm-hmm. lawyer is just, he's paid by the town, and basically what I've observed in all these, every, like, thing I've looked at, whether it was the Denver Water Board, I did a lot of Denver, City of Denver Water Board fluoride activism
yep.
years ago, and then paying attention to what you guys are doing, talking with Mark about how he paid attention to a lot of stuff, and everybody said that the town selectmen always just go with whatever the lawyer says.
Yeah, they don't know what they're doing. You know, these
right.
are just, most of the town selectmen, these are not, professional government bureaucrats. Most of them had no experience in government whatsoever. They just decided they wanted to help out the community,
yep.
and so they ran for this office, or there was
That's
some sort
the
of
worst
issue.
Way to help out the community.
Well, they don't know. I mean, they just...
What Jay's doing is probably the best way.
I agree.
So these unelected bureaucrats on a federal level, we'll call it, you know, Anthony Fauci. Nobody voted for Anthony Fauci. He's
right.
been a swamp monster since 1982 or something.
Mm-hmm.
And so here we have these lawyers that are on, especially little towns. I call it, this is how the Bar Association infects small town America.
Yeah.
So the lawyers, their number one allegiance is to the bar. They have to do what the bar tells them to, because when they're disbarred, they're essentially out of a job. So you see these lawyers, they totally kiss the butt of every parasite you can imagine. They kiss the butt of all the other lawyers, the judges, the prosecutors. You get a lawyer.
Well, lawyers are officers of the court first.
Right.
Before they're your employer or employee or whatever, before they're your contractor, they owe allegiance to the court system. They've sworn it.
Oh, right, right. Yeah, you are. I had a friend that said, like, lawyer's first allegiance is to his own ego, and then to,
yeah.
to the bar association, and then to money, and then to whatever drug he's addicted to, and then to, like, you know, the mistress, and, you know.
And the clients all the way
yeah,
down.
Yeah, so there's,
the
like, wives and people he's blackmailed and who are blackmailing him, and you're, like, not even on the list.
right.
Unless you're like Jeffrey Epstein, you can, you know, throw him, you know, tons of money or whatever.
Sure.
So, yeah, so anyways, these lawyers run these towns is what I've noticed, and because they just all, none of them will go against a lawyer, and all lawyers are going to say, well, you'll be liable if you allow mm-hmm. this, or this could be a liability. And so, you know, the small town America is vicariously ran through bar association members, best I can tell.
Mm-hmm.
And all these towns are set up as municipal corporations that call themselves governmental agencies. The suffix on the end of the word AL means similar to or like. And in Massachusetts, it was proven at the Supreme Court that the Massachusetts State Police, I talk about this a lot, just Google Massachusetts State Police, ACLU, Jack Collins is the name of the lawyer who represented the Massachusetts State Police. And what the Supreme Judicial Court in Massachusetts rules is that the state police are not required to answer Freedom of Information Act requests because they are not part of the government, that they are charitable organizations. And what they used for evidence was the Massachusetts State Police is made up of 52 law enforcement councils, LECs. And these LECs have a tax identification number that begins with, I believe, 9-8. And the 9-8 at the beginning of a tax, and I could be wrong, I got to like fact check that because it's been a while, but the tax identification number of a beginning in this 9-8 is only given to charitable organizations like the American Heart and Lung, the American Cancer Society. So the Supreme Court ruled that these agencies are, that they are charities. No different than the American Heart. They don't have to respond to the
Constitution. Well, great. I'd like to withhold my donations then to the charity.
Yes. Why am I being forced to donate to this charity? Because that's what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
So there's other guys with property tax.
Because the charity will then come in and take your house
right.
from you.
They'll
as
kill
you. Discovered.
They'll use violence against you. This charity also has a...
That charity came into your house at 6 in the morning
right.
and did that to you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Down in Massachusetts. And the thing is you know, yeah, why am I being forced to support this charity, and you know, how do they have any rule over me? I did a passport application a couple years ago. In my passport application, I attached an attached document to it, and then I did a public records request to get that Freedom of Information Act request to get that back. And in that, I put that I withhold allegiance to the United States. I withhold allegiance to all territories are all essentially sub-corporations of sub-franchises of the United States, which all these corporations are just all under one corporation called the United States. And then the state of New Hampshire mm-hmm. is another corporation. You have incorporated county, incorporated towns, villages, whatever. I don't have any allegiance to them.
And you got the passport.
Oh, I got the passport. Amazing. It only took me 3 times.
Still, it's an amazing success story.
Not really.
For a man with no social security number
right.
and who puts an actual objection to allegiance with the United States into the passport application,
yes.
they issued it to you.
Yep.
That's awesome. The toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. You guys staying or going?
We'll stay for like another hour, I guess.
Okay, cool. More with Jay Noon, Luke Radowski. They're both here hanging out in the studio with me and Aria. The toll-free number, your future sheriff, by the way. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we will get to your calls coming up. Somebody's waiting there on our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. It's all coming up. Hour number 2.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.